You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this Big X the plug?
Yeah,
man.
That's who I told Rod Hampton yesterday I was gonna pull up on him listening to, because he's in Texas, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Should tell you, UGK, that probably his age. Yeah.
But you know what's not in Texas?
Oh.
VIP play Tennessee.
Hey.
That's only in Tennessee, in the Volunteer State. I've just made a losing bet for tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you who it is because I'm not going to spoil the segment tomorrow. But, I mean, I think you guys can figure it out.
I know who it is.
You guys can figure out who I'm going with for tomorrow. But in the meantime, in between time, got NBA tonight, got a game. One, Pacers-Knicks, got baseball, got hockey, college baseball. New customers bet $5, get $100 in bonus bets. All you got to do is download the app VIP Play Tennessee on the App Store today. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-97. 8-9, you know, you have the Thunder. I'm thinking about like great teams, great dynasties. You have the Oklahoma City Thunder. You have the, you know, early to mid 2000s New England Patriots. You have the you know, Showtime Lakers, you know.
Yeah. The Warriors,
the you know, some of the best, the 96 Bulls,
like the Bulls.
Some of the greatest teams we've ever seen.
Rest in peace, George Wendt.
Yeah.
Norm.
Oh, Norm, like them Bulls.
We miss you, Norm. We love you.
R.I.P. Norm.
George Wendt.
That's him. Yeah. Legend.
This is a devastating day for many Americans, you know.
He was a damn legend, though. Like, Norm!
Norm.
Yeah.
I mean.
Every Thursday after the Cosby Show.
Yeah. Yes. And Cosby was
and all of America was watching.
Yes.
You know, they don't do that anymore.
It's a
different
fact.
Time.
Now, does that mean that Cosby Show was worse than Cheers?
Worse.
Yeah, does that, because it was the lead-in. It was the lead-in.
No.
I'm asking.
Let me educate you and try not to get frustrated and try not to feel offended in doing so.
This is the new race war.
I think it was actually George Wendt, Norm, who said, because they put us behind the Cosby Show, which all of America, John, was watching, not just black folks, all of America was watching.
Right.
The thing took off because nobody wanted to change. Nobody wants to change
stations. Facts. So the ratings helped. Right.
So it because Cosby was such a monster.
Lead in.
That's right.
Yes, it benefited.
It's what
Calkins does for you.
Yeah.
And me.
It's what, unfortunately, we don't do for Jeffrey. Right. Like, ideally, you know, there's a time where we can help him. But that's how
you have a hell of a lead.
What are you talking about? We hand Jeffrey a little. We hand him the ball. We hand him the ball.
Absolutely.
Dude, I mean, maybe
our handoffs ain't as strong as they were first hour, but he's getting a good ball, dude.
Every time we hand the ball off, we're tripping after we take the snap.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're rolling, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Doesn't feel like it to me.
Now, I will say this.
Praise God.
I will say this. I'm glad you pointed that out. you know.
Because well, some things need to be pointed out.
I did not want to mischaracterize the importance
bro,
of the
Cosby
Show.
Bro, if not for Cosby Show, Cheers might not become the household name, norm that he was. Yes. Sure, it was a successful show. It was a good show.
Yes, because what
it had your boy Woody Harrelson very young when he had great hair.
Right,
I mean, just going back and seeing him as the little young guy on there will blow you away.
What people need to remember about this show in particular is that our producer grew up reading Theo Huxtable's book.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Dude,
facts.
Dude, I'm not.
That guy changed my life when I read that as a teenager. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't have his book, but I, you know, I held up.
Theo and me?
Theo.
Theo and me.
Yeah, I think that was Theo and me.
I mean, I felt like Theo.
And you related to that book.
I did, even as a, you know, white boy from the country, I enjoyed it.
No, I think that's what Jason was speaking on.
It just shows you how crossover the Cosby Show was.
It was massive.
Yes. It was crossover.
Like, you know, and
it wasn't a black family. It was America's
American
family.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. And dad had a little bit of stuff going on outside of the family, right?
Not in the Cosby Show life.
No.
He was a doctor.
That's right.
Actually, who delivered babies.
Oh, he definitely was good with medicines.
Oh, that's interesting,
now,
Jason.
See, John probably didn't, and I probably shouldn't have included it because John probably didn't know what Cliff did.
Type of doc.
But I never should have. Now he knows he's going to use that against Bill.
Yes.
For the rest of time.
It would explain, in all honesty, it would totally explain his familiarity.
I like
with
to focus on. I like to focus on Claire. I really do.
Okay.
No, I mean, most, I mean.
Let's go there, please.
Most people
I know
in
where
that
you're gonna go
series
too,
ended up being successful,
Felicia
right?
Rashad.
She was a
now,
she
does
was,
she
back
still,
in the day?
Does she still use Ahmad's last name? Because I believe they're divorced.
You know what?
Oh, that's right. She was married to Ahmad,
I think she does.
Claire Huxtable?
She does.
Felicia
Many
Rashad.
Women don't change because, again, so much of their career, they do it even with their husband's name. Still, it's them. And they're not going to, they don't
she's,
drop it.
She's
afterwards.
Almost 80 years old now.
In her day-day?
Oh, yeah.
In that day, when I was a teenager, she was a smoke show in her day.
I will guarantee you this. There is not a more beautiful 80-year-old woman or almost 80-year-old woman in the world than Ms. Rashad.
I think he might be right about this. I'm looking.
This woman is timeless.
Compose
first
yourself,
of all.
Brad, please. I mean,
she in the 80s in particular, she was a fox.
Brad's over there getting the vapors. He needs
Sorry,
to comport
I'm feeling my
80s
vibes
I
here,
think
bro.
Anybody who watched that show regularly feel when we start talking about Claire Huxtable and what she meant to all of us, because when she talked, we all shut up. She even when Cliff talked, He had to show because Claire really was run. She was the commissioner.
Yes,
she was running everything.
Yeah,
and so we all have that sort of. She was our mom for a while, and I mean, just everything she exuded, the greatness, her acting. I don't know if you know, she's an artist, man. I mean, everything she is, her whole family.
Yep.
Is that way, and so, dude, Claire was just what a gem. Mm-hmm.
Ahmad was a cornball on his NBA shows back in the day. He'd
Dude,
do those
but he
Saturday
had, but,
shows.
But, well, you can't call him a cornball. He had Michael Jordan as
he
his.
Did.
He was Michael Jordan's guy, right hand man. Yeah.
But he'd do those Saturday morning NBA shows.
Now, can I introduce another show that had a
the inside
know,
stuff?
Inside stuff. That's what
I watched.
It was
a great show, like, Brad.
Last night we caught up with Michael Jordan at the game.
What's your introduction? What are you bringing to the table?
Like he was good.
No,
this
old
nostalgic
to,
conversation.
Yeah, I would just like to introduce another show that was very much an American Family that had great talent on the cast.
Friends.
George Lopez. The George Lopez Show with Constance Marie. And again, you got to understand, she's 39 now. Maciela Lucia. Okay?
Oh, so, yeah, she's...
No, I don't know if you related
Constance Marie, yeah.
I don't know if you related to the George Lopez Show in the way that you related to the Cosby Show, but you know that was a great show as well.
I never got into it. Now he came back later on show my wife had me watching, but no, I never got into the George.
You know,
Lopez
we've
show.
Lost him since. He's gone. I don't know what's going on with him. He looks
we
like Einstein.
Lost him. He's
he
doing,
looks
he's
like
doing
Einstein.
Great. His
is he dead?
Doing great.
Well,
no,
they
he's not
they
dead.
Canceled Lopez versus Lopez. Just last week.
I mean, so many of these guys' series have been canceled.
No, you're
over
right.
The
There's nothing
he's
to
really
be ashamed of.
He can pull together a little stand up and make some money any day of the week.
He can.
He does look. Different.
That's
I
what
see
I'm
what
saying.
You're getting at.
Yeah, like this show like used to come on like all hours of the
Didn't
night.
Didn't it run for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah, a good 5 years.
That's success in the TV game.
Yeah, now again, his wife was way out of his league and his daughter
she was smoking.
Was,
now, know? Lopez versus Lopez only lasted three.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the Lopez, George Lopez show lasted much
longer.
That
was the one my wife tried to have me watching, actually, his like return. but
it lasted.
I didn't watch those.
It lasted six seasons.
Hey,
this one,
Lopez. George Lopez. You're right about Lopez versus Lopez.
Three.
Yeah, this was six.
Okay. Well, I said four or five. Not bad. I was close on that.
Cosby was much longer.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Don't get me.
They were doing spinoffs.
You got me excited to see what it was. It felt like it was my whole life.
I bet it's a decade. Let me
eight
look.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Man, it felt like 10.
It sure did.
Everybody calm down with the This Is Your Life.
Because
right?
Denise, I mean, she started out, she's older, but she ends up going off to college. We're still going.
Yes.
Denise is out of the house.
Brad started playing the damn Commodores. He starts thinking about the Cosby Show. I mean, did you hear
that?
That's
terrific, man. Yeah,
he's unbelievable. What's
you know,
all
the feels. You realize, too, that we had Lisa Bonet as Denise in that. And,
yeah.
And, and Lisa Bonet, bro.
It's sad they broke up, by the way. Her and Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny.
Yeah, but they have a beautiful child.
I do know
Yep,
that.
And now Lenny's with Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he hangs out with the games. Tonight he'll be there.
With the what?
Yeah, he's at the Knicks games. He's
he
on
hangs
that front
out
row.
At the games.
Yeah, he's with Ben.
Man.
Him and Lenny.
Sometimes you just scare me. What I think is coming out of your mouth. You didn't hear yourself.
I like it, Brad. Brad keeping you on your toes, man. That's when he starts playing the Commodore. He starts, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
That's a good throwback.
This is the best move Brad's been in all month.
Oh, you get Brad talking Cosby Show, and he's going to get really
giddy. This is the 80s
really
vibes.
Giddy.
That's, but no, that's what, honestly, when they voted, they like, when it comes to that topic specifically, I don't think there's anybody that's better on it.
You know, I was never a fan of, though, Sandra.
Who is that?
She was one of the other daughters.
I don't
In
remember
fact,
her.
Was she older than Denise? Do you remember Sandra, Brad?
I do. She didn't get the run.
She the oldest?
She didn't get the
run. She was like married.
She would like make impromptu, like, back
Maybe
from
Sandra was
yeah.
the oldest, and then there was Denise.
Wasn't
was
Sandra?
Sandra Huxtable.
But I was not a fan of her. Not the actress, just her character.
Yes.
Just, she never drew me
She was a housewife and lawyer on the program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to say she was further along in life than Denise.
She's older.
And that maybe she was the oldest.
Well, Sandra was created by Bill Cosby.
But then, who's my middle? Vanessa and Rudy.
Yeah,
Rudy,
were the other
the young,
four. So there
Rudy
were four
Huxtable.
Sisters, yeah. and then Theo.
Those are great.
Yes,
great times.
This
all of America's watching, and it's why
it great,
Cheers
John.
Became a big success.
It was exactly. great.
Now I do. I just again for.
Now we got sidetracked by George.
George
Wendt's
Lopez.
Death.
I mean, he was okay. I mean, I didn't watch that show.
George
though.
Wendt. George,
we got sidetracked by George Wendt's
but
death.
We needed to. We needed to do this.
Sorry, there was a lot.
This was supposed to be a fake.
It was
Brad
me just,
thing.
And you know where that started? Me saying da Bulls. That's where that started.
Here's the thing. He has run so well that you know we got to give the flowers right. If he wants to talk about the '80s and the times that made him happy. You know, his record has, I think, earned him that opportunity.
At 31-22, the man has earned it. You are absolutely right. He deserves it.
Now, y'all lucky.
Let him wax on
Careful.
Some more about
Don't
the
do
Cosbys.
This. Don't trapdoor my ass
I
on this.
I like you waxing about black families. I love it.
Yes.
So if you've got more to say about what the Huxtables meant to you, you go right ahead.
All I know is Malcolm Jamal Warner. I read the book.
Now, I mean, he felt like your brother.
Don't let me win three in a row. We'll start coming on here talking about Roseanne.
Bro, when you got no confidence, you're looking at the Huxtables for some confidence.
All right, Roseanne, Three's Company.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'll go.
That's 70s there.
Happy Days.
We're 70s.
I'll bring it all back. But I can't win three in a row. Only Brad can do that. He's going to attempt to. Do you know how many he's won in a row? It feels like three.
Yeah, I think it's three.
I think it's three.
Brad's going to go for four in a row tonight in a little segment that we call, mistakenly, Fade Brad. All right, one game tonight. Everybody knows the rules. We go to ESPN Bet. We use those odds. This is kind of what we've always done the whole time. Don't ask. Pacers-Knicks, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think everybody knows where Brad is going, but we're going to give him the chance to say it out loud anyway. The Knicks, 4.5-point favorites tonight in the Garden.
Well, let me just say that one might think I'm going with the Pacers because I do like Rick Carlisle. I like his coaching acumen, and one of the things he's done is he's taken these teams and made them better than they actually should be, honestly. Tyrese Haliburton is a terrific player. Having said all of that, this will be the year for Tom beat the hell out of my players, Thibodeau, and the Knicks will roll in this series, and they will get to the championship finals where they will lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Back to this game, though. Tonight, the Knicks roll at home to open this tonight at 7 o'clock on 92.9 FM ESPN. So give me the Knicks with the 4.5 points, minus 4.5. Knicks win tonight, and they cover against the Pacers
Brad,
at the Garden.
There's not a single person listening to this show there's not a single citizen of the city of Memphis. There's not a single citizen of this the town that the Cosby Show was filmed in, nor the fictitious setting, that believed that you were going to do anything other than bet the Knicks tonight. Nobody thought you were going to bet the Pacers. You haven't faded the Knicks the entire playoffs, bro.
They're asking you to bet
Brad
the Knicks. This Brad started at 3.5.
Brad has bet the Knicks in every single game this year they played.
But I've been heavy on the Pacers, too. Let's look at this, though. They started at 3.5. They moved you to 4.5. They want you to bet.
See, this is. I'm going to tell you something. We didn't have this information, it feels like, for Fade Brad last year.
I don't think we do.
He didn't know where the move
happened.
I've
gotten a little more intense with my, so I don't look like a total damn
fool.
Like,
when you go to ESPN now, it shows you what the open was, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can see, all right, did the number come down?
It's nothing special.
And usually,
it's added to your analytics and your abilities.
It's a point. It's a point.
But look.
It's improved your stuff, your acumen.
It's funny, though. In the last year, here's the difference between ESPN, and this is actually factual. Last year, ESPN was not in the betting game in this space. And now, you watch their commentary with UFL, for example. Now, I know nobody watches it, but it's all gambling.
Why didn't you alert me to this sooner?
The
difference now that Brad has.
I wanted to kind of let the cake bake a little bit, but it's
baked. Absolutely helps explain some of this 31 and 22.
It does.
Brad being 31 and 22 against the spread in the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
Now we see why.
Yes. Now
more,
we do.
More knowledge, more information from ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
But the
one line really.
The sounds like you work for him. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I don't get any money.
After tonight, the Knicks will have played 13 games in these playoffs, right? Because it was 6 against the Pistons, it was 6 against the Celtics, and 1 tonight.
Yeah.
And Brad has bet the Knicks as a favorite or as an underdog in all 13 of their games.
Jeez.
He never took never bet the Pistons, and he never bet the Celtics. Because remember, the Celtics were laying big numbers, right, until Tatum got hurt.
He's right.
And Brad was like, too many points!
You never took
too
Pistons,
it was too
though,
many points.
In any of them?
The too many points factor.
You never took the Pistons.
It was all points. Okay. It wasn't because of what I thought.
He never believed in the Pistons, and he was right to not believe in the Pistons. He was brilliant not to believe in the Pistons.
It was the points thing, too.
So, yes, I think, it's a record. Just how many games can Brad bet the Knicks?
And
right
here's
now,
the other
13.
Thing. How can Tom Thibodeau keep sucking in the playoffs and not get to the damn finals?
I mean, you hold Tom Thibodeau up.
I love Tom Thibodeau more than I like Rick Carlisle.
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's like this great.
I think it'd be great if the Grizzlies had a coach who actually got him playing defense like friggin' Tom Thibodeau.
No, yeah. Tom Thibodeau and John Morant would go together.
They
like
would hate each other.
In an open plane.
They would hate each other because one of them likes defense, one of them doesn't.
Well, Tom Thibodeau runs his players on the ground. And
I'm fine with it. Like, you get paid. Like, go play defense.
Tom, it's a very fascinating. Has Tom Thibodeau won a title?
I don't. Not with the Bulls, no.
He won it as an assistant with the Celtics.
No head coaching title.
No.
Never as a. Never as a head coach.
Now, I don't think this is his year, but it's his chance, at least.
He's been in the conference finals once. It was his first year as a head coach with the Bulls. He has not been back, so I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did in those. But all right. Brad's shockingly going with the New York Knickerbockers.
Saddle up.
Again, this man is gonna be 10 games over 500 by the time
What can I say?
Now we have the
That's
one.
Right.
I don't know though,
I
man.
Defer to
like,
Brad.
I am
10 games
not on
over
an
means
app.
7 units up
yep.
or something after John Math.
About
John betting
half.
Math. Yep. 7.5. Yeah. So, I'm even picking that up.
Maybe 7-0. Maybe 7.
Gamble responsibly here, people. I don't just go by what I'm saying.
I was betting $5,000 a game on Brad's picks. Let's just say that we'd have some more
food.
Mm.
Yeah, we'd have some more stuff. So. But I'm
amazing
not
amazing job, bro.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, man.
It's integrity. It's who I think will win. You know.
Well, that's what Malcolm and me teaches, right?
Right.
Integrity. Mm-hmm. Don't come on here and not have integrity. I mean, I don't think anybody would ever dare accuse you of that. I mean, you are number one of the 901.
Cliff was always talking to Malcolm about integrity.
Maybe he shouldn't have because that was a front, as we've later learned about Mr. Cosby. There
again,
wasn't much integrity.
Jason is maintaining that art different than artist in this case.
Yeah.
That you have to keep things within the confines of the story.
I see
of the
where
series.
You're going. That's true.
Well,
we
had discussions about having a some level of respect for Floyd the boxer, but not necessarily Floyd
same.
The man. Right?
Yeah,
the way
right.
he was undefeated. You know.
That's right.
That's fair.
So if we can separate in that instance, not that I'm. Not trying to absolve this man. He clearly was freaky deaky.
Well, he's doing time.
And illegally so.
He's for doing real. Time.
Illegally so. Is still?
I think so, right?
In the pen right now.
Did we not get it? Did he not get released with a googly eye? I thought they went on.
He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in 18 for sexual assault, served approximately 3 years in the pen in June of 21. The court's decision was based on an agreement with the previous. So he might be out now.
Now, John still wants him held.
I think he needs to go back. I think he needs to go back and do the other seven.
Bro, 2021, it looks like he was released. Man.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, well, I suppose. I suppose he did his time.
He's done his time, dude.
I guess.
Man, if he wouldn't have got caught, though, Temple would have better NIL.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Brad. All right, we'll come back. Nornard, the force, going to join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Norton Heard the Fourth. Team Thad program director and coach, Silverwave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball, again for 2025. That is not something we say about him. It's something college basketball says about him, and certainly Silverwave Media. Named to that list, as we've said multiple times, he's a Mitchell High product. Walker Holmes, fine, and you follow him on X at Dream Big Hurt and on IG at I Am Coach Hurt. And, Coach, I bet you were glad that come game four for you on Sunday at a massive, massive EYBL event here in Memphis over the weekend, that I wasn't sitting there watching considering the jinx that I have become for you when I am watching your team at the EYBL. How are you?
No, I'm good. Yeah, first of all, I'm good. How about yourself? Hey, you could tell me one day you got me a lottery ticket. I'm still going to want to engage in us properly, you know, introducing ourselves and checking on each other. But, yeah, no, it was good, Jason. Now, we want you there. You wasn't there enough. You said you was at some of my games, but I caught you like you should have in the John Morant line one day. I caught you in another line I caught you with John Shire one day with your son and Penny. I know it was a star-studded event, but I kind of wanted you to come on over a little bit more to the game.
Because you won each of every one of them. You went 3-1, correct?
Yep, 3-1. Yes, sir.
It's another great session for you guys after what was it in Phoenix? 2-1, so we're sitting on 5-2 now and among the leaders in the EYBL on the road to the Peach Jam?
Yeah, we lost that unfortunate game. It would have put us in second place, but now we're still tied for it. So it looked like we in fourth, maybe because of the points, but it's three of us, it's like 5-2. And then CP3 is 7-0, and then we play them this weekend. Like, we head out tomorrow for Memorial, so we play them this weekend. So after this weekend, we could be back either, you know, solid yet two, or even break into the first place, you know, depending on how the weekend go.
Just for our listeners, in terms of the whole weekend and what you pulled out of it. Now, John had talked about it. We talked about it going in with you. You know, you're bringing LJ Smith in. He's playing. He's a younger guy. He's a guy who's going into his junior season, but super talented, one of the best combo guards in the country. So in terms of how the event went, you've got guys typically that sometimes are in and out. What you drew out of, besides the record, 3-1, of course, we like, in terms of the way this team's coming together on this road for you, Herd, because it is a road all the way to July, what stood out most to you?
Man, I think, you know, one thing you're going to get with the team fan culture is you're going to get a hard-playing team, and you're going to be a team, get a blue-collar, blue-chip team that people could be proud of, right? I look at my roster, and although we have some blue-chip type of players, we have a lot of kids on our roster just hard workers, right? And so after this weekend, man, all of our kids have received offers. I mean, we got a kid that barely stars in high school because he was playing behind a McDonald American, a big kid, Sheffield, Memphis, and offer, B-Tech, and offer, B.L. Celtic. This kid had all mid-major offers. So I just enjoy the platform of Team Thad and Nike High continually help kids take it to the next level. Tyler Jones, the local kid, was here.
Yep.
People was talking D2 and SWAC. He's getting Rice, Austin Peay, you know what I mean? Just that high mid-major now, you know, because he had a good weekend, right? So I just love to enjoy, and that's why people are like, here, why you ain't in college, why you ain't here? I just enjoy this journey of it, even though it's less money, but it's so much. You see the kids progress almost from a young man to a man, or a boy to a young man, and you get to see their game develop. So because this is the most important part of it, the grassroots stages of developing a kid up to even get them ready so y'all can enjoy TV and college and NBA. And so it did wonders for our kids with how we're playing. I think we put on a good show for the city. The 16s went 4-0. We went 3-1.
Excellent.
And I also think I just think where you saw us, Jason, some, I think people was really impressed with us. We beat MoCam, which is a top 5 team.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably a player away from making a deep run at Peach Jam. You know, I think we're right there.
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear you talk about just sort of how these weekends can, you know, make or break, not necessarily break guys, but can, you know, definitely make them. You know, I think one of the best stories, it wasn't an EYBL event, it was back when you were on the Under Armour circuit, but Chris Chioza, mm-hmm. I think it was it Biloxi? I remember when he went down there, it was like, you know, he was whatever. Like, I don't even know if he had a Memphis offer. But by the time it was all said and done, that man had Tennessee, that man had Florida, that man had Memphis. Like, that man turned a weekend in Biloxi.
It was crazy.
Yeah, so can you just kind of take us through, like, you know, just how drastic and dramatic it was for Chioza and just how much his life changed in one weekend playing basketball?
So, John, I don't even think people realize this, man. These stories are so amazing, and they're so low percentage. But we have had so many of these stories in one program. And I'm saying that, like, truthfully, factually, like Chioza. Chioza, daddy, humble guy. He was like, Coach, if my son get a D2 offer, I'm cool. We go and play in Pittsburgh the week before. He gets some buzz. People start hearing about it. We go to Biloxi the next week. Laron Black was out for 2 weeks. Right, we had like 2-3 starters out. Man, Chris averaged 20-something points, almost double-digit assists, double-digit steals. We winning. And then people like, who is this? Billy Donovan calling me. Ohio State. I mean, everybody in the country. It just changed his life, man, over a weekend or two. To the point, and Josh Pastner and me are good friends now. Me and Damon Stoudemire are good friends now because he's back in college at G-Tech. But to the point, you know, they were salty about certain things. But if they would have just offered the kid a 3 weeks before that, the kid wanted to be here. Mm. And they let it get out of control, you know, which I'm not trying to bring all that up. But I'm
just saying, I mean, it happened. I mean, that's how it went down.
Yeah, that's how it did go down or whatever. But, yeah, and like, it did. No, because I love, first of all, let me say this. Stoudemire is the coldest point guard, whatever. But I was letting them know, listen, I hear you, but this is the cold point guard. And, you know, anyway, like, I ain't throwing people in the bus. Some people went high on him and stay or whatever like that. But it happens, man, for real. And outside of Chris, I mean, we can go OG Andy Ovi, so many other guys that wasn't known and just, you know, so – these weekends are important, man, and they're life-changing for kids, and I'm just, you know, happy to be a part of it.
What did the college coaches say about that had not been there, heard, and this was the first time we'd had the live recruiting, so I'm assuming that many of them had not been in the Memphis Sports and Events Center. Just in the ones you talked to, we know you're talking to all of them. What was sort of the sentiment? What was the vibe about the building and the way the event was run?
Oh, they loved it. They actually had been, some of them had been here a little bit because they did this thing a couple of years ago where it wasn't the AAU live period. It was like it wasn't even a high school. It was like the NCAA do they one period on their own. It was like some U.S. Worlds thing, okay. And they invited certain teams. So some of it went on the level of this. But no, they loved it. I mean, that event center is off the chain. I got some feedback from Nike. The young lady who works or is the new GM or whatever, because I met the original GM.
Kyla Glasper, I believe is her name, right? Right, her. Kyla Glasper, I believe is her name.
Yep, that sounds familiar. Because there was a guy, Antonio, I think he's in Florida now. Mm-hmm. And she's the new young lady. I think she told me she played volleyball for Memphis or something because we was on both the same news segment, and we ended up bumping to each other. So I was going to give her some good feedback that I got from Nike, you know, to make sure we can keep this thing going, you know, for years to come.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Nike, you know, we know the relationship you've got with them, the relationship they clearly have with Memphis. And I think I ask you after, or I have the previous 2 years, after each session, what's the, you know, the chances we can get them back. And it's why I'm so – you know, whether, you know, what Nike's thinking or what these coaches are, you want it to come off as a success for everybody, right? So that Memphis can keep pulling this back in. I'm not, you know, pulling from you any vibes that any reason why Nike wouldn't just keep it going here if everything went off the way it sounds like it did.
For sure. I mean, it was amazing. Like, I tried not this. It's funny because I told Jeffrey the other day, I said, I shouldn't be saying this on the radio. He said, go ahead. I said, hold on, Jeff. Don't do that to me. But a lot of times, you know, we keep it real on 92.9. So everything was amazing. I was go. How you pronounce her name again?
Kyla Glasper, I believe it is the general manager at the MSEC. Yep.
Yeah. So it's unfair for me to be on here, you know, before talking to her. But you know how with any industry, it was a couple upper people. There was a little couple small, you know, things that they, you know, wanted to tighten up, and I wanted to get with her ASAP about that to let her know that way we make sure this thing, you know, stay here for years and years to come and stuff like that. But for the most part, I thought it was a really, really good event. Somehow the, like I say, mistakes happened. The air or something went off a few hours at one point.
Oh, but that's what it was. Yeah, man, it was hot in that thing on Friday.
Oh, yeah, Jason was talking about it.
I had to. I was melting her, and I just had on a regular jogging suit. I know someone wrong with it.
Some people are very mad about that. But
well, we had it fixed.
Got cut off.
Yeah, we had it fixed by Saturday, surely, because I was back in there. It didn't feel the same. Was it fixed? It had to be.
Yeah, but like you say, you're dealing with people. Some, you know, head honcho might didn't like being high for a few hours.
No,
and,
I get it.
I think it was an inside thing to cut it off. But anyway, Willie even came upstairs, Willie Gregory, you know, and he OG. Had people on the roof. You know, he don't play by no Nike event not going the right way. You know what I mean? And
yes.
So everything was on the up and up. You know what I mean? And I let them know, if somebody cut it off, I don't think it was – you know, no knock to Nike or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It just might have been a mistake, you know what I mean? And it was somebody that probably didn't know what they was doing, because when I was in there the first day on Friday, Vontae and them played at 9 a.m. I will say this, it was coaches asking to cut it off because it was extremely cold in there.
Like the Peach Jam is, like the Riverview Activity Center is. They remember Roy would have to put on the blanket. It's notorious for being icy in there.
Be icy, but see, I just learned something from Nike over the weekend. You got to understand, you got regular workers from Memphis in there, so when coaches saying cut it off, they might cut it off and not. They didn't think they was doing nothing wrong to Nike, but in Nike's defense, they like, no, it's going to be so many people come through.
You got to have
gonna
it, right.
Go make a course up yep. and all that to go get hurt. And so now it all makes sense. But like I said, that was small matter in my eyes, but you know how it goes sometimes.
So, you know, you mentioned Team Thad alum. Team Thad Nation, OG Anunoby, Eastern Conference Finals. If he does indeed get past the Pacers and the Knicks get past the Pacers, can we expect you to pop out at the NBA Finals in Madison Square Garden? I mean, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I might try to make one of these games. We've been texting a little bit. I got a crazy schedule coming up, but that's definitely, something so big, and you don't know when it, can happen again. And then for the Knicks and – definitely don't know when it can happen again with them, but it looks like they got a good core to keep success for a long time. But, that's my game plan to, either go to the Eastern Conference Final or Finals game. Yep, that's in my game plan.
Well, John was telling us how it looks like your man Jerome Tang might be in there on that PJ, on those P.J. Haggerty sweepstakes. Did you see that news?
Yeah, I did see that this morning. But Kansas State is notorious.
I was going to say, fits their M.O. We know they got it.
Yeah, if some linger too long, it's like the rich guy in the neighborhood has just gone by it. You know what I mean? And so, it looks like, from what I'm hearing, I haven't did no deep dive in it, but I'm seeing this morning online, and when you say their name, I could believe it because they have pulled off things like this before. But I don't know. We got enough guards now, but before we did, I get money as money, but I just want them people that understands too, you got to be in a good situation. And sometimes you can over-trick yourself when you think, like even certain boxers, and we see how outside off the court, once Tyson Trainer died, different setbacks he had. Sometimes you got to understand, too, you got God given telling you work hard. Yeah. But sometimes, you need the right system and the right staff to go with you, too, right? Most people need the whole setup. And, outside of LeBron and a couple of people, you can't really do it on your own. And I just think that what Memphis put behind him, I know he think he the man that he is somewhat. I think that's a little tricky, though. When you became All-American in one system, I wouldn't gamble it like, I can be this anywhere. Well, it was a time you wasn't somewhere else, right? And so I don't know. If the money closed, I just don't see how you pass up on Memphis at this point, though.
No,
I guess we passed that.
I'm with you. Last thing I have for you, you talk about everything Nike did for us, and they blessed us and made it during the live recruiting period and everything else. I saw, too, that it looked like Penny had a VIP room upstairs. And he was running that 2 cents podcast out there. It looked like he had Cal and Kelvin Sampson on. And it got me to thinking, Coach, how about with your relationship with Nike, next year when they come back EYBL, and hopefully it's live session again, what's up with the Herd podcast and what it would be, right? And I'll bet you Nike would give you your own room, too. And you could have every coach in America on. Have you ever thought about what you would name your own podcast, and you'd be recording right next to Penny next year. Nike'd give you the VIP room. What would you call it?
I can't think off the head. I didn't have some podcast opportunities that I thought about, But then I kind of just went the other way because it wasn't top on my list. You know what's weird? And maybe NIL will change it. So although people know I have college coaches and some of my best friends and all that, and this is where, like I said, the NCAA tried to take over for a long time. I don't know if you even remember when you wrote that story with me, Jason. They almost make it a bad thing if an AAU coach and a college coach do something publicly together.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they certainly tried to make it as if there were negative connotations.
I mean, even up to lately, though, you still don't really see that. When you wrote the story, we had to go to Billy Donovan and John Lucas because all the college coaches wanted to comment about me, but they act like it's the craziest thing ever. Like, what is – I don't know what they try –
Well, it was a recruiting thing back then, right? Because if it shows too much favoritism to her, well, then that next family guy that I'm trying to get, right? Well, you up with her. You getting all his players. I'm assuming that's part of the reason why they would.
No, it was just some crazy NCAA underspoken rule that try to make it look shady.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if you remember because it's been so long since you wrote, but you remember we had got on the phone and – it was Cal Pass. Everybody was like, we want to do it, but you know,
but
you
don't
remember, they was like.
And then we had to get Billy. We had moved on to the NBA, I think, at that point.
And then we got Billy and John Lucas and the pros to do it. So it'll be great, but I guess we just got to change that narrative, you know what I mean? Because they still try to make it. But I just used to feel like that was the NCAA way of controlling things.
And I didn't think about your role, the role you're in. Yes. I mean, yeah, you got great, but the role you're in as an AAU head man, as the head of a grassroots organization, maybe you're not gonna get them penny level interviews. Them coaches might feel uncomfortable, like they're giving you too much love, and you said the NCAA is gonna look at it as shady. So maybe it won't work, Herb. We gotta look in a different direction.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But they're my people. And if I ever do that, you know, I might do some podcasts in the future. You know, you, Jason, John, Brad, y'all going to be my first three hosts, man. Because I need y'all one at a time because the world don't know how great Brad is and his story. You know what I'm saying? So I need him one-on-one first.
Yeah.
Ask him about the Cosby Show. It'll be gold.
Yeah, y'all should have a conversation about the Cosby Show sometime, Herb. Yeah. Just file that away. File that away.
I wish I could see John's face right now, dog.
No, we'll set that up, Herb. You and Brad on the Cosby Show.
Hey, man, congrats on a great weekend,
yes, sir.
Brother.
Thank you.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Appreciate you, Herb. He is Norton Herb the fourth. Hey, it ain't exactly going to be, you know, EYBL, right? That requires a different level of skill. But you want to work out, you need to get to LA Fitness. That's where I go. I got one right up the street. And I'm glad. It's super convenient, and they have everything that I'm looking for in the gym. They got the free weights. They got the stair stepper, which I get on, and I'm telling you, that is a workout. Do 100 flights of stairs on that, and you will be done. And then as soon as that's over, sauna. Got to have the sauna. Sit in there for about 10 minutes. You're going to be feeling really, really good, really productive. That's what you get at LA Fitness. 7 Memphis area locations to choose from, so there's probably one close to you wherever you are at home or work. They've got everything you need. You can join for $0 down, just $24.99 a month for a single club membership. $24.99 a month, $59 annually to access any single club in the Memphis area with LA Fitness. Membership auto-renews and requires first and last month's dues at joining. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.